listening to Vet Candy.
Hey, I'm Caitlin Palmer. Thank you so much for joining me for my show today. This is the Desk Wench Confessions. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Caitlin Palmer. I'm better known as the Desk Wench. Desk Wenching, it's like being a veterinary receptionist, only better. In our line of work, we expect to deal with a cranky canine or a fractious feline, but we also have the human equivalents. So an angry woman, you may call a Karen. A hateful man, you may call a Chad. And on my show, we discuss the most effective ways to deal with Karens and with Chads. And we have all kinds of fun stories and just fun. This is a feel-good show. Today, I am so excited for you to meet my guest. She is the incredible Alyssa Mages. She is the co-founder of Empowering Vet Teams. She's a trainer, a coach, a speaker, a mentor, empowerment enthusiast, 17 years in the veterinary field, a former marine biologist, so pretty much a badass. And on top of that, she's also a mom. And I'm exhausted reading that. Alyssa, how do you do that? A marine biologist and a CVT.
Well, I'm no longer a marine biologist. Moving back to Pennsylvania, there's a lack of salt water, but there's always a job for a CVT. And it was a pretty cool pivot. So I'm loving, I've been in vet med since 2004. So it was a good idea. I loved swimming with the sea creatures, but I wanted to do more for them. So that's why I switched over.
That is so awesome. And, you know, I love sharks and I love marine biology and I got to swim with sharks and it was the coolest thing ever. And I just want to know, who are you and why are you living my dream?
Well, we needed to meet so we could be friends.
You're right. I love you. Oh my God.
It's kind of the opportunities that presented themselves, right? So just making the most of it, and a spoiled only child sitting right here made the most of the privilege I got and was always very grateful and trying to give back as much as I can since. So I went to University of Rhode Island for undergrad and then realized after moving and living in the Keys and meeting my husband, who's like, hey, I'm going out to Vancouver. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went. I'm super fortunate to actually have family that live out there. So and as soon as I start talking about Canada, there comes the accent. It just comes back. But it was just really, let's see where we can go. Okay, this isn't working. Pivot. Okay, let's figure this out. Okay, this isn't quite going the way we thought about it. Pivot. So it's just been definitely not a straight road. And I like that. So it's definitely been the scenic route.
That's awesome. And I think it's something we don't really talk about in vet med, that it's okay to kind of change directions. It's okay.
It absolutely is. And our profession, like you said, there's so many things to do. You know, I've sat in the front desk. I've sat in the business office in that seat and been in the ER, the OR, the treatment room, the oncology suite, like anywhere you could put me that I needed to learn something. I was like, yes, I'll go. And that's the beauty of it, is you may feel stuck, but if you kind of wiggle around and get some of that, you know, lubricant, you can get yourself unstuck.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God. This is awesome. So I'm assuming vet tech is where you found your love. You prefer to be a technician rather than front desk or office or...
It's my strength. I'm definitely a people person, but I really feel most at home in the medical seat, but really education is my true passion. I was an adjunct professor for a few years, and every day on the job in any realm of any practice, you're teaching and you're learning. So that for me, having those light bulb moments, my own, and then being there for others is just the best. Like, yes, let's do that.
Right, right. I always tell people, everything I know, I learned the hard way because I made mistakes. So mistakes aren't always a bad thing. You know, you learn from them and then you do better and you move on and it's okay.
Yeah, you get a few bruises and that's okay. They heal.
Right. Sometimes we get bit and, you know, it happens.
And that's what augmenting helps us in that one, right? It's those cat bites.
I love it. So you probably have some really fun fractious cat and fractious client stories.
Over the years, I certainly do. Yeah. I feel bad for any people, and I do have some family friends that are named Karen. That was their new moniker, right? And I think that what's the male version? Is it Ken? I think it's Ken.
Chad?
Is it Chad? Oh, no. I have a lot of Chads that I like. Anyway, we'll just... Those people.
No offense to anyone whose name is Karen. We love Karens. This is Karen in quotes.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, you have that one that comes in to talk about her poor dog that has flea, allergy, dermatitis, fad. And then she's like, oh, wow. Okay, so it looks like this and it feels like this. Is this what it looks like? And whew, the shirt goes up and you're like, ma'am, put the shirt down, you know?
Yeah, I like what you're working with, but this is not the place.
Looking good, but take that to your doctor. I know I'm in vet med because people are gross. People are gross.
Oh, girl, we've got people asking for ivermectin for COVID-19, and we're like, no.
My favorite, have you seen the meme going around? If you're going to go to the veterinarian for ivermectin, get spayed or neutered while you're there.
Oh, my gosh, no, but I love it, and I feel like that needs to be printed and hung at my office.
Sorry, folks, it's a dewormer. It's nowhere near an antiviral. Sorry, it's not. And then if you have a border collie at home and they get into it, that's bad. So please, just don't do it. White feet don't treat. So, I mean, those of us that, you know, there you go, white folks, white feet, don't treat.
So did y'all get some bad weather? I know the storm's been kind of ravaging everywhere.
We are fortunate that we're inland enough that it's just rain. So some flooding in like northern and eastern Pennsylvania, but I'm in right outside of Philadelphia, so I'm totally fine. Just a little damp and that's all right. Hair will be a little curly. I can handle that. But definitely keeping, you know, you in mind and those of our fellow United Statesians down south. And I know that New England's getting smacked a little bit and I have friends and family up there. So counting all of the blessings that we're okay and sending lots of positivity and help when we can.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Show us your scary selfie to win incredible prizes.
Caitlin Palmer with the Desk Wench Confessions, and Halloween is my favorite time of year. This year, I'm celebrating with the Scary Selfie Contest. To enter, just take a scary selfie in your awesome Halloween costume and post it on Instagram. Tag @myvetcandy, #scaryselfie. Three lucky winners will win $100 Visa gift card. Visit myvetcandy.com/scary for contest rules and regulations. I'm in Picayune, Mississippi, which is about an hour from New Orleans. So this has been like Little Katrina. So we got bad weather and some people had damage. We were lucky. We were okay. But everyone from New Orleans and Chalmette and that area is coming down here. And I was telling them earlier, it was like trying to get home, to get off the interstate. People were lined up to get gas out into the interstate. Like I couldn't get home. It was taking forever. It's just a lot. And, you know, definitely big prayers to all the clinics. Our clinic was without power for a few days.
Yeah. So hopefully we get some generators. And I know there's a lot of organizations that you can donate to. I know Glennon Doyle's Foundation is helping. And there's a bunch of others out there. So definitely, if you can, folks that are listening, open up your pocketbooks, please.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We're all poor down here. So please help.
Or at least, you know, send some goodies to the clinics. You know, if money's not your thing, and I understand that, send some donations, right? They need food and blankets and towels and anything, you know, carriers, stuff that you're not using. Gently used items, it goes a long way.
It does, especially pet carriers. You know, it amazes me how many people bring their cat to the vet without a carrier. That is so dangerous for everybody involved.
Right. Back to like your stories. Like I've seen everything from pillowcases to laundry baskets that are zip tied together, a backpack, not like the cat carrier backpacks, but like a JanSport and the poking out through it and cardboard boxes, like not the cardboard carriers, like a legit box with holes punched in.
All duct taped on the top, mask and tape, right?
Exactly. Tupperware containers. Mm-hmm.
And I love it when you think they're going to give you a treat, but it's a fecal sample and they hand it over the desk. Like, here you go. It's like, oh, thank. Oh, okay.
Please don't bring that for your ER visit. We don't care. Like, it doesn't even have to have anything to do with it. It's an ear infection. Oh, we brought poop. Like, great. There's the trash can.
That's great. Thanks. I'll go throw this away immediately.
Yeah, we were not going to, are you going to run that? Mm-mm-mm-mm. No. I mean, we can if you want to pay for that, but yeah. So that lovely conversation too, right? Like, what do you mean I have to pay you for this? Well, we did some diagnostics and, you know, gave you some medications.
Wait, you're charging me to take care? I thought you loved animals. This is ridiculous.
I love that line, right? Said no veterinary professional ever. I'm in it for the money.
Absolutely in it for the money. No, no, sweetie, no. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we are a business, but we're not in it for the money because it's not enough to, you know, it's, we're here because we love the animals, but we have bills to pay too.
Yes. I mean, we have to take care of our pets and our, you know, two-legged pets. Oh, sorry, my kids.
What kind of heartworm prevention you put them on?
I have both of my fur babies on arm prevention. So the cat's on Revolution and Interceptor for the canine friend. So
I love Interceptor. That is such a good product. And especially with the tapeworm, because people, no matter how many times I tell them, they get tapeworm from ingesting fleas. Well, I don't have fleas in my house. Well, apparently you do.
Because look at these little proglottids that are everywhere, which are...
So what is the funniest thing that's ever happened to you in your years of practice? Or what comes to mind? I know it's hard to narrow it down to just one thing.
It really is. I mean, it depends on if you're talking like teammate interactions, you know, the friend that stepped in the mop bucket, not once, not twice, but three times. So it's like, oh, honey.
Okay, set the scene for me. Is this like one of those big mop buckets, like the industrial, like...
Big hospital, a big mop bucket. So overnight shift, it's like, you know, that witching hour of 2:33 in the morning. And we had a chocolate toxicity dog, right? So comes in and we have to keep mopping because unfortunately, you know, usually when you give them apomorphine, they only vomit like in threes or fives. Well, this one just kept going. So it was like... I know, it was a boxer of all things. So we kept mopping, you know, just cleaning it. So we just left it there because we're gonna have to need it. And this poor gal, you know, I'm on the tall side and she's a little bit more petite than I am. And so I can step over it to get to all the other things that are going on, but she couldn't quite clear it. So that was the first time.
So she stepped into it or she tripped over it?
She tripped over it and then fell in it. So it was like one of those big like industrial mop buckets. I was like, okay, so go get changed. And then we moved it. So it was out of the way, comes from the other direction, does the same thing again. So we move it to the side and then she's getting something off the top of the cages right near it and steps backwards.
Bless her heart. Are you sure that wasn't me? Are you sure I wasn't working with you that much?
No, normally I'm the klutzy one, right? I don't belong on land at all. But I felt so bad for her. So fortunately, we had an extra scrub locker so she could have dry clothes for the rest of the shift.
Bless her heart. I think at that point, I would be like, I want to go home. Let me go home. Bless her heart. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, that was one of them. But I mean, if we're going for the gross but funny factor, one of my other teammates, all these lovely things happen, you know, mid-shift or overnights in the ER, right? So a lot of us have one of those things that we just don't like dealing with. You know, some people like maggots, or eyeball, you know, ocular issues or abscesses. I love abscesses. Give me a good pus pocket any day. But my one friend, maggots, and she would vomit on sight. So we were inducing vomiting on this dog that had a gastric foreign body, but it was big enough. We could get this out. I think it was a hound mix. So comes on up and it lands, unfortunately, on her arm. It was a squirrel and the maggots were still wriggling on it. So she's standing there like eyes, like headlights, and like, guys, somebody get this and somebody catch me. So quick.
She had just enough wherewithal left to ask for help.
She's like, I'm going down. But it's impressive what maggots can survive. So that was the gross factor.
Do you know how long ago the dog had eaten it?
Yeah, they were just chowing down outside and swallowed it whole and there it is. But client interactions, another gross but yet funny was an ophthalmology client. And he comes in with his Shih Tzu mix for excessive production, like just can't keep his eyes clean. And it's, you know, he's a long-term client. Yeah, all that lovely tear staining, the porphyrins and whatnot. And they're like, okay, has anything changed? You know, we've seen you're a long-term client. He has dry eye, all that kind of stuff. And he's like, well, yeah, normally I don't have an issue cleaning, but now I can't keep up with it. And the nurse that's doing the intake, she's like, well, what have you been using? He's like, well, I typically do this. He licks the dog's eye.
Oh no. With his tongue?
With his tongue.
Oh my God. Like tongue to eye? No, he didn't like lick a paper, like a towel, and then.
No. Mm-mm-mm. Caitlin, it was, and if I hadn't been, you know, discharging a patient and seen that, I wouldn't have believed it. I mean, it, and how the nurse maintained this poker, like, oh, okay, well, that's typically not recommended. So I'm going to take him back now.
Sir, we're revoking your pet ownership privileges.
It's, I mean, it's this kind of thing that I say to my, you know, my teammates all the time over the years is we need to write a book that you can't make this up, right?
I actually started writing a book called We're All Mad Here. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are, I think, would be the top three. And they're recent. You know, there's other things that have happened, but those, they're still at the top three for me.
Oh my goodness.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy. Vet Candy Life is a talk show hosted by well-being gurus Dr. Quincy Hawley and Renee Michelle. Each episode features expert tips, lifestyle advice, and real-life experiences from the most interesting people in the world. Check it out on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more.
We had a lady who had a found a little puppy and she was bottle raising it, which, like, that's wonderful. How sweet. And, you know, we were asking her, are you, you know, you're feeding it, you're stimulating it to go to the bathroom, you know, you're doing all these things for. She says, yeah. We said, okay, what are you feeding it? You're feeding it puppy milk? And they're like, well, no, I'm feeding it my breast milk. Excuse me?
Took it to a different level. That's a lot of, that's a intense nurturing. Ooh.
I didn't ask if she was pumping or if she was just straight up feeding it. I was like, you know what? That's probably not what's best for it.
Different vitamins, different enzymes, just, yeah, different species. Yeah. Oh my gosh. See, everyone, and I'm sure anyone who's listening can relate to this. Like, you all have your stories of the things that you can't make this up. And, you know, how else do you get through the shifts on, like, even during the daytime, things that happen, and it's just a crush of humanity. It's like, all right, we're just going to have to laugh this off.
Yes. And you have to, especially in our jobs, because sometimes we see the worst of the worst, you know, really sad stuff. We see really wonderful things. But if you can't laugh at the obscurity and the morbidity of it all, we would do nothing but cry, you know, and just be a puddle all day long. Sure.
Yeah, you definitely have to find that silver lining and lift each other up. So, you know, there is no space in vet med for team bashing and bullying. You've got to be there for one another. So it's a tough job.
It is. And I was listening. I was creeping a little bit. I was listening to your podcast with Dr. Jessica. And I was like, oh my gosh, Alyssa's so cool. And you were talking about leaving a toxic work environment. And I actually did something really similar. And it's like, wow. I mean, just the quality of life. It's amazing. Because like you said, when you're doing CPR, you're on top of each other. You've got all of the bodily fluids on yourself. I mean, you're close to those people.
And it's important to make that distinction too, though, that you are a team for sure. And some of these, you know, these people are going to be your closest friends, but keeping that really clear boundary, which is challenging, trust me, I know, of, you know, it's not my work family. You know, my family's at home and that is sacrosanct. You know, that doesn't intermingle. But I will, you know, die on this hill today for you, right? Because you are my team. But making sure that there is that clear delineation between work life and family life, and there the twain shall meet.
And that's such a mythical unicorn thing, because work life boundary, what's that?
Boundary, I think, is much more achievable sometimes than balance. That one's really hard. It's actually been kind of like one of those catchphrases, like, oh, it's a work life balance. I'm like, ugh. You know, I'm just kind of like, that's not in my wheelhouse. Those phrases that just twitch you. I'm like, ah, because it's not, right? I mean, think about any relationship that you're in. It's very rarely is it 50-50. You know, it's you're giving 100% of yourself at any given time. It's just, where are you at? So where can you give and where can you take? And it's the experience. It's the work-life experience. What can you give up here to take up there and vice versa? So And everyone's family life is different too. And that's something to take into consideration. You know, yes, I have human kids, but my dear friend has four furry kids and they mean just as much to her. So she needs to be able to take them to their doctor's appointments. And if they need stuff, it's the same thing. So that making sure that definition of family and home life is universal instead of instance by instance is super important.
Oh, yeah. And you worded that so well. That's all so true. But yeah, it's I love talking to other people from other clinics because it's validating to know that other people, we go through the same situations with the same quote unquote Karens, even though we're worlds away from each other. It's universal. Karens are the same in Mississippi as they are in Pennsylvania.
They just might have a different accent. That's the thing, right? That humanity's everywhere. So how are you going to approach it and what are you going to do with it? And it's, you know, I think it was one of my grandmothers, a kill them with kindness. And it's hard.
So kill them with kindness. I mean, that's absolutely right. And especially in service industry, being on the front desk, being on the front lines. You know, I try to tell myself, most of these people that are being so ugly, they could just be having a bad day. They're not necessarily bad people. Maybe it's financial restrictions. Maybe they're not able to care for their pet like they want to, and they're mad and taking it out on me. So I always try to extend that extra love, that extra kindness. But if that doesn't work, then okay, now I'm making a TikTok about you being ridiculous, Karen, because that's just not okay.
And I would watch it as I mindlessly scroll. But it really comes back to it too. If we think about it, we never blame the dogs when they're aggressive, right? When they're fear aggressive or when they're, you know, resource guarding, you know, taking that, how you communicate with your patients. So do that with who you work with and who's coming in to the clinic. So it's the same techniques. It's just puppies and kids. We always joke, but it's really true. You know, like humans are animals. And it's, how are we going to go about this whole process? We have to approach it in a way that makes sense to us. And we got into vet med because we love people. No, we love the animals, but they don't drive themselves in. So we kind of have to deal with those humans too. And I sometimes do that in my head. I'm like, you know, the only thing that's separating you from that snarling dog is you have opposable thumbs. That's it. You're no different. You have thumbs. Congratulations. That's not a success.
Participation trophies for us as humans.
Yes. And some of us earn them and some of us don't really. You just sit on the bench.
Yeah, no. You just sit this one out. It's okay. I love it. I love everything about it. And I mean, a good friend once told me, there's a person on the other end of the leash. Like you were saying, you know, it's the dog doesn't drive themselves in, the cat doesn't drive themselves in. And our job as educators is to teach people, because if they don't know, they don't know about heartworm prevention, they don't know about fleas. That's our job. We're the professionals.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Hey, this is Dr. Quincy Hawley, and I'm here to tell you about a new show. It's Vet Candy Rounds with the Hawleys. That's right, Dr. Tierra, the love of my life, and I have teamed up to bring you the most fascinating cases in the world. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, or a podcast platform of your choice, only on Vet Candy Radio.
And that's what it is, right? It comes back to it. And it's exhausting. They're like, I don't want to be the strong one anymore. And I don't want to be the nice one anymore. But it's like, how are they going to learn if we can't model that? And so that's where it becomes essential to have your team to have your back, right? So it's like, I cannot deal with one more of these humans today. So I'm tapping out and you're tagging in. And that's, I mean, it takes a village in everything. So to have a really core group of folks at the front and have people cross train, you know, because that helps everybody, because we run into different Karen experiences on the treatment floor than you do at the front desk, than you do in a specialty hospital. It's all unique situations, but it's how we can, you know, learn from each other to boost each other and to make that experience less Karen-esque.
Karen-esque. That's great. Do you find in your experience, because I find this throughout my entire veterinary career, someone calls, makes an appointment. They tell me at the front desk one thing. Then they tell the technician something totally different. And by the time it gets to the DVM, you know, it starts out, my dog needs a nail trim. Okay, got that scheduled. Hey, while he's here, can you check his skin? Sure, we can do that. Oh, by the way, she's also been vomiting for the past 2 months and can't keep anything down.
Yeah, honestly, I would probably say a good 75% of the time that happens. So it's so frustrating. And I actually found myself doing that in a doctor's appointment I took my daughter to. I was like, oh, I am so sorry. I completely forgot because I was, and so I was like, oh, that's a teaching moment. Like I was so stressed that I forgot to completely to tell the PA what I then told the doctor. And I looked at him and was like, I meant to tell you that. I am really sorry. But it's that ownership that our clients just kind of forget. I think there's also part of it too. What questions are we asking? So having that, not a script, because you don't want to say the same thing over and over because then people can tell that you're reading it. But knowing what types of questions, are you directing the conversation or are they dictating it to you? And then that makes it a little bit easier, but they're still going to get around you. Like, and it's the white coat syndrome, right? Like if you don't walk in with a stethoscope, they're like, who are you?
You answer the phones. It's like, okay. I might also forget to give them your message. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't really do that, but.
And that's the biggest part. Like, you know, the gals and the guys at the, like the people at the front desk, you are the voice and the face of the practice. And the reason we all have jobs, because if you're not good at what you do, nobody's going to come in. And then we don't get to do what we love to do. And then conversely, though, thinking about, hey, if I don't write this down appropriately and I don't, you know, warn them that this person is about ready to rip their jug out, that's a problem, too, because we have to deal with their angry cat and the owner's angry, right? So it goes both ways.
Yeah, put an aggressive sticker, but not for the cat.
Yes, it's a caution client. I mean, the patient, no, client.
Yeah. Once in a while, we'll put those stickers on each other. Like if the doctor's having a bad day, we'll slap a will bite sticker on his shirt. Or if I'm feeling yucky, I'll just be like, use caution. Spray some feel away on myself and around on everyone around me because we all know I'm trans cat. So,
yeah, I'm a cat person through and through. So I love my dog and I love dogs. But I,
oh, yes, I love them both so much. I have my favorite cat and I have my favorite dog. And they're not supposed to have favorites, but we all do, let's be honest. But if I had to choose between, I don't know, like I guess I have to die because I can't choose between them. That's where my brain goes. It goes to like the worst possible scenario. Who else does that? Does anyone else do that? Just me? Okay.
No, we all have that similar experience for sure. Fortunately, I only have one of each. So, hey, you guys are my favorites. We're good.
You're my favorite cat and you're my favorite dog and I'm my favorite me. And that's my favorite husband. And this is my favorite coffee and everything's great. And that's how we're getting through today. You made a good point about steering conversations, asking for a friend. So people, you know, people get on the phone and they start telling you their life story, where they got the dog and just off on all these different things.
Oh, Caitlin, hi. Thank you so much. Right. I really want to hear all of this. I am so excited and I want to spend a lot of extra time, but I don't want to cut you off. So can you tell me exactly what's going on with him today? And that way I can make sure that the doctor gets back to you about this particular problem. Then we can cover all the other stuff, like send me a follow-up email like that. So, because the interruption, it's not always you don't want to do that. And I apologize, but that was kind of how sometimes I just stop the flow. Like, let me just stop you right there and just say, that's how you do it. So, and you're very polite, but you're firm because going back to your earlier point, veterinary professionals, right? We're professionals and our time is valuable. And you have how many callbacks to do and how many appointments to schedule and how many messages to relay and all of that kind of stuff. You don't have time to have Karen Smith be telling you everything about Fluffy. I don't.
I have approximately 8,462.
Right. And that's a good day. And you compound that as it goes up, you know, up the ladder, right? So it's definitely just taking that and owning the fact that your time is valuable and that you get to set the tone. They don't dictate to you. Yes, we're in a service industry. Absolutely. But we're providing the service. So direct what type of care you're providing and set those expectations. You can train your clients. It's challenging. It's like training a cat to use the toilet. Not easy, but not impossible.
I think that is so neat that people can really do that, is teach their cats to use the toilet. That is so cool.
I did once. My childhood cat.
You did?
Before it was a cool thing. Before YouTube told me how. So it was really, I didn't want to clean litter boxes. I was lazy. I was like, just go on the toilet.
I hate cleaning litter boxes.
I hate it. And then, of course, I go to college and my mom's like, I'm not going to keep this up. And I was like, Ma, come on.
You have to.
Well, she was the poor thing. She was getting arthritic, so she couldn't get up there anymore. But she lived to be 20. And for a Devon Rex, that's pretty good. So
that's really good.
I know. I like my special fancy cats. Which I, you know, when we thought we had allergies and it was just, no, you're just not used to it. Now I've got regular cats now and I'm fine.
I once had a sphinx.
No. Sphinxes are the best. I love them.
She was the most amazing thing ever. Her name was Jezebel because she was naked. She was so amazing. I got her because the family's dog bit her in the face and they were going to put her down. I was like, no, can I please have her? And I'll take care of her vet bill and I'll, you know, take care of her and everything. And she was my husband said she was so ugly because she was missing an eye and like she was missing half of her teeth. She was the most wretched little thing, but she was so sweet and wonderful.
Because she knew she had to make up for what she didn't have physically, right?
So. Absolutely. Oh, she was so sweet. I still find myself sometimes looking under like blankets and stuff because we couldn't find her. It's like, where is she? Oh, she's hiding. She's cold. She's naked. She's a little Jezebel.
She needs a sweater. You gotta make them really soft.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Hey, pet parents. This is your favorite lifestyle guru, Renee Michelle, and I'm excited to tell you about my new show on Pet Candy. Join me and make some cute pet stuff. Talk about life and love and everything in between. Check out the Renee Michelle show on mypetcandy.com and let's have some fun.
And I got her this one. It was like an old lady dress. It was really floral and it had lace. It was kind of terrible. But you know how they have like the wrinkly skin? So she looked like this weird, nasty little old person creature in this lazy dress with one eye.
But we all get the broken ones, right? I mean, like my dog, she'll be three. She was born blind. The whole litter was in one or both eyes. And we had to subsequently have them both taken out. So she doesn't have any, which is actually for having a Corso, it's great. She's not going to have any of those issues as she gets older. And then, you know, you have the tripod cats and like they're just the ones that have been thrown on the side of the road and all that kind of stuff. Because we bring them in because what can we do? We can fix them. And even if we can't, we're going to love them to pieces. And that's, for me, it's totally proving that point is it's what's inside that matters, right? And if we can love our animals that are broken, then gosh darn it, can't we do that for each other?
Oh, that's good stuff.
I went there. Well, we're all a little broken, right? I mean, none of us are perfect. And as soon as we realize that and stop pushing so darn hard to be that way, it gets a little easier, says the recovering, not recovered perfectionist over here. But, you know, it's taking what we've been given and those of us that, you know, have that privilege and that opportunity that others don't and using that, being an advocate, you know, being a true ally and getting out there and then speaking up when we need to, like right now, hi, and making that a point of who we are and what we do.
That's good. That's great. Good, good, good stuff. If you could say anything to a fractious client and not get in trouble for it. That's the key. If you had just free reign over quote unquote Karen, what would you say?
What happened to you that gives you the feeling and the feeling that you have the right to treat me this way? What happened? Because you can't actually say that, right?
Right. We'd love to.
What's your trauma, you know?
Why are you so unhappy? Well, like you said, what happened? Why are you so mean? There's no need for that.
No, there's no need to be cursing out the people that are here to take care of your fur babies. There is no need to be so demanding and condescending. And it's, so what happened? You know, where are you broken?
Ooh, I like that. Maybe if I'm ever in a position where I know it's going to be my last day.
What is your major malfunction? But honestly, just even saying to me, like, are you okay? How would that diffuse a situation?
I always think to myself, how would that look? And there's one lady that comes to mind. She's always so hateful about buying her dog food. And it's not a big deal. I'd be happy to order it for you. Just let me know when you're running low. So hateful. But I think I will do that next time she's super ugly to me. I'm just going to say, are you okay? And see what, oh, I am psyched. I am psyched. I am excited. I'm ready.
Because really, all you're showing is that you care. You did nothing wrong. Like, are you okay? Do you need a glass of water? Yeah. Is it passive aggressive? A little bit. But it's better than the aggression. I mean, it's better than the out and blatant aggression that's coming at you. So I keep me posted on that. If that actually happens, I want to know.
Girl, I will do it. I will do it. So there has to be kind of a fine line, too, between we're in the service industry to a certain amount. You have to take people's shit. You know, you have to be nice to them, even though they're being awful. At what point and how do you phrase something to the effect of, okay, that's enough?
Literally what, you know, and no one can really see it, but you just put your hands up. I actually have done that. It was in an oncology appointment and they were just, I know where it was coming from. It was a horrible diagnosis. They're freaking out. It costs a lot of money. Yes, chemo's expensive. I'm sorry. But kept like stepping towards me and I literally stepped back and put my hands up. Sir, I understand you are upset. This is a very difficult time, but I am not here to make it worse. So please take a step back and I need you to calm down. But put your hands up, like create that boundary. Because if you do not create that physical safe space for you, what else, you know, it's going to escalate even further. And be firm, like almost like, you know, when you're telling your dog, no, it's that kind of a voice like, sir or ma'am, like that is enough. I am here to help. I cannot do that in this situation if it continues this way. And that's okay. You're being respectful. You're being calm. You're not yelling. You're just establishing that this is not an okay situation. This is needs to stop. And you're doing that visual cue because, I mean, most of us are visual people, right? So if you literally make that motion and that stop.
And you know, it's so simple, but it's such a powerful stance.
And I find out, like, I found myself, yeah, you'll think about it too. You'll get in like a lunge almost. So you're kind of like, your hands are out, but your feet are like, I'm ready. Like, go ahead, bring it. You know, like if I have to, if this is going to go down, I'm going to go down swinging, you know? So
there's probably a camera in here. So please.
Right. And if you need to do that, would you like to speak to the, you know, escalate it, right? That's why you have an organizational structure. That's why you have that chain of command. If this is above what you are supposed to be dealing with, then get your, you know, your lead tech or your supervisor, your manager. Someone needs to take that up the chain.
Good stuff. Well, I know that you are a very, very busy lady and I appreciate you being on so much.
I was so excited when you reached out. I was like, I'm down. I can't wait. So I love what you're doing and I want to get the voices of the CSRs heard. So I couldn't wait to be here. So thanks so much for fitting me in.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm so, and like I said, I kind of crept a little bit like on Dr. Jessica. I was like, oh my gosh, Alyssa Mages. That's the one she's a marine biologist and she's really, really cool. And she likes sharks and she talked about swimming with sharks and she was a synchronized swimmer. And oh my gosh, I just really, really think she's super cool.
Oh, keep talking me up. This feels great. No, please stop. No, it's wonderful. There's so many incredible people in this industry. I'm just great to be connected to another one.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. And this is awesome. And you actually reach out or are reached out to by vet clinics and practices, and you work on like team building and training and that sort of thing.
Our flagship, I think I need to find another term for that because like our pivotal, I don't know, but our primary thing that we like to do is create an EV training program. So that takes you literally from A to Z, orientation, onboarding through growth and development and anything you need in between. It's a customizable training program package and we work with small, you know, general practitioners to larger specialty organizations and content creation workshops. And we like to talk in a good way and we call ourselves empowering veterinary teams. We can't empower anybody, but we can give you the tools to empower yourselves.
We'll be right back with more Vet Candy.
Hey, this is Shannon Gregoire. If you're like me, it's tough keeping up with everything vet med. But now I'm going to make your life a lot easier. Check out my show on Vet Candy TV, available on iTunes, YouTube, IGTV, and Facebook Watch. Catch up with all things vet med with me.
Oh, this is good stuff. Oh, this is so good.
You are making my week. I love this.
Oh, you made my week. You don't even know. So if clinics want to reach out to you, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, our website, super easy, empoweringveterinaryteams.com. And we're on all the social platforms, Insta, LinkedIn, Facebook. Even I kind of want to, but there's a lot of folks there and it's a good one. There is a lot of good on Facebook for sure.
It's a good tool.
It is. I mean, there's a lot of good there for everything. So if you just search Empowering Veterinary Teams, Google has been kind to us. You will find us very readily. Or reach us at our email is hello@empvet.team.
Awesome. That is so great. Thank you so, so much. And don't worry, friends, this can be our secret revenge. Next time someone's being mean to you, just remember that strangers on the internet are behind their screens and laughing at your bully clients. That's just a little thing I wrote. I don't know if I like it or not. This has been an amazing, amazing show. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to everyone listening. I'm so excited to be here. If you enjoyed today's show, please hit that subscribe button. You can find me on The Desk Wench with Vet Candy and on TikTok at The Desk Wench. And we hope you enjoyed and have a great, great week.
Vet Candy.
Vet Candy.
It's Vet Candy Radio.